Welcome to Korpberg Speaks Retirement, an audio podcast about investing in the stock market, financial planning, money management, and retirement planning. Each Wednesday, we help investors at all stages of life learn how to potentially grow and preserve their money from first job through retirement. Now here's your host, Miguel Gonzalez.
Good morning and welcome to the Korpberg Speaks Retirement audio podcast. On this week's audio podcast, I discuss how to estimate your quarterly taxes if you're a small business owner. For profitable small businesses, paying quarterly estimated taxes is part of the tax process to potentially avoid penalties at the end of your fiscal year. The quarterly taxes for a business are the estimated taxes that will be owed at the end of the year, or in some cases where businesses may see ebbs and flows, it may be based on the taxes that they would owe based on each quarter's profits. So getting started, before estimating your quarterly tax payments, you must gather some information. The types of information you will need to complete your estimated will depend on whether your company is a pass-through entity or a corporation. Some of the items you're likely to need include are your total personal income, including dividends, pensions, etc., your estimated business income for the upcoming year, which may be based on the previous year's earnings, your estimated expenses based on your last year and expected increases, and your calculated self-employment tax, if applicable to you and your business. And you then have to calculate your estimated tax. There are a couple of ways that you may calculate your estimated tax payments. If you are not as confident or comfortable with tax matters, you may want to ask a tax preparer to run an estimate based on your previous tax return. If you know your numbers well and have completed your tax return forms before, you may feel comfortable filling out the form 1040ES from the IRS to calculate your payments. A final option to consider if you're using small business tax software is running out of estimates when you prepare your return for the year. These estimates will be based on your previous tax return and deductions that you will likely have in the upcoming year. And then you want to start making your quarterly payments. Once you have completed your 1040ES form, you enter the payment amounts for each quarter on the blank vouchers and mail them with your check to the address listed on the form. If you're set up for payment in an electronic federal tax payment system, you may enter your information and payment directly online. This is an excellent option as it confirms payments immediately. Payments are due 4 times a year and need to be postmarked by the following dates: April 15, June 15, September 15, and January 15. It is important to note that if you end up having a more profitable year than expected, you always have the option of increasing the estimated taxes in the next quarter. The taxes paid do not have to reflect the same amount each quarter. And then making sure you pay enough. That's important. Ultimately, you will want to pay enough quarterly taxes each quarter so that you do not owe any taxes or only owe a small amount by the end of the year. The main way to work towards this is paying 110% of the taxes you estimate you may owe and then applying any coverage to the next tax year. If your cash flow is a little tight and you do not expect to make as much this year, you may go as low as 90% but could possibly face an underpayment penalty. If you're on track to make the same amount or slightly more, then 100% of your previous tax liability should put you in a good position. Make sure to visit our website, www.korpbergretirement.com. Our site is filled with educational videos, ebooks, publications, and financial calculators designed to help you learn more about your finances. As you search our site, send us a note regarding any questions you may have about any particular investment concepts or products, and we will get back to you quickly with a thoughtful answer. This is Miguel Gonzalez, Certified Retirement Counselor and Managing Partner with Korpberg Retirement Advisors, signing off for this week's educational podcast.
The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. Please consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Private Advisor Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Private Advisor Group, LLC, and Korpberg Retirement Advisors, Inc. are separate entities from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal.